This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 Q Symposium here in the beautiful, on the beautiful island of Maui. And look who we have here, the dynamic duo from University Credit Union, Norma Adebayo,
yes.
Board Chair, is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Welcome.
Thank
How
you.
Are you?
Thank you.
Great. Good, good. And then the esteemed Mr. David Tuyo, also from the University
Always
of Credit
Always good being your presence.
Well, thank you. Oh, my God. Likewise, sir. Likewise. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you kidding me? All hail. No, great to have both of you guys here, and hope the conference is going well for you. Any takeaways so far out of Norma?
Yeah, actually, the general session I thought was great. Everyone did a fantastic job really talking about social network and analysis. I've never seen it like that.
Ah.
It was really very inspirational and a lot of information.
Yeah, yeah.
Great
takeaway. Good, good, good.
Yeah. David? So echoing that, a couple of them. But immediately after we got out of that session, I got with my IT team. We started scouring, creating reporting around Microsoft Teams and figuring out where is the social capital lie within our organization? Where are people reaching out to most one-directionally or bi-directionally and trying to figure out what does that look like if we could canvas it, right, across the organization and
right.
See who the social influencer are within University Credit Union. So it's been a fun endeavor. We got some good reporting already and been playing around with that. And I think yesterday for me also, there was a point in the meeting where it talked about that the price of focus is the loss of periphery. And when you think about some of the things where credit unions get surprised.
Kind of a myopic?
Yes, exactly. So you're so focused operationally, you're so focused from an examination perspective, you're so focused on compliance or whatever it might be, whatever that topic might be, sometimes you lose the periphery, right? And that may be a fintech company, maybe AI that bubbles up. Now it's in our focus, of course, but maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in our periphery. We missed it because we were so laser focused on generating value or attacking a particular burning platform. And so it really does kind of show like the power inside the boardroom when you add that periphery, I think, from the strategy perspective, how it can change your organization and future prepare your organization, too.
Isn't that a have to today, though?
Yes.
I mean, with today's fast changing, all the opportunities and all the distractions out there as well, you really have to have that peripheral vision to kind of keep on top of things. So
I just keep wearing glasses.
Get those big goggle lenses, those are always a good look. So hey, I want to talk to you guys about the CEO board relationship and how. Just, I mean, I'm asking folks, because I've had a number of CEO board chairs in here, and kind of picking their brain and say, hey, what works for you guys? What challenges have you experienced? How do you overcome those? And that type of stuff. Kind of keep the momentum of success going. So based on that, I mean, what have you guys done to make it work for you guys? Because obviously you guys are doing a stellar job at University Credit Union. So what, Norma, you want to go first on what works for you guys from the board side?
Yeah, I think actually having a lot of I mean, I think this is one of the fantastic things about here, is because we really don't get a lot of time to really spend time in person.
Yeah.
A lot is still virtual.
Right, right.
Just from the pandemic.
Right.
But I think right now, we have a great opportunity to kind of talk about things and really have that communication.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
As far as the motion.
Yeah, I heard time is low. The great commodity. Bless you. Is the great commodity, especially in a relationship like this that's so closely tied. David?
It is. I mean, especially, many times you have directors that may be retired and the time a little bit is a little more liberal. In our case, we're both working executives, time is limited, so we don't get the time throughout the month. We have our board meetings, we have our chair CEO call that we have to prep for some of those meetings, of course, and touch base. But being here and having the intentional time in a workshop format and then having the time in the afternoon to walk through that, it does. It's priceless. This is probably the best CEO chair event that we do, all year.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I love this too. I mean, I love these conversations.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating for a journalist to see how you guys work and how you make it work and make it work really, really well. The other thing I wanted to bring up is because I know you love technology. We all love technology. Come on, let's face it, because that's part of our lives.
Yes.
So, and we've done a number of interviews on Royce, your chatbot.
Yeah.
So I want to use that as an example of how you kind of I don't know who brought that to the table and how you guys discussed that and brought it to fruition. And you guys have really benefited greatly from that piece of technology. Just as an example, I know there's many, many other things on the table, but just as that, how did that process work?
Being a university-based grad, you know, obviously our board of directors is extremely brilliant, always future curious about what's going on. And so trying to bring that into the fold, and then we just kind of present research, right? You know, what does this look like? What do trends look like? And then from there, just share with the board. Every board meeting we have, and of course, the chair is in control of the agenda, walks that through. And what Nomer does is she creates an area for strategic dialogue. And so every single board meeting, we only have 2 hours together, but we take 25% of that, 30 minutes, and we have a strategic topic every single month. And so it may be an AI topic. It may be a robotic process automation topic. It may be a compliance topic.
Right,
it may be BSA training. It may be something about cybersecurity. But those kinds of things, we create space for those conversations to happen. I think that's the strategy behind it.
And that comes back to the peripheral thing you were talking about. Yeah?
Exactly. I think we want to make sure that we're staying looking at trends and where things are going and then bringing that information to the board. And of course, the board is so engaged. It's like, let's learn more.
Yeah.
You know? And so the strategic discussions have been actually fabulous for the board to be able to kind of talk about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's been really helpful for everybody.
And we say 30 minutes. Sometimes it
may go
longer.
Yeah, so it goes
a little bit longer.
30 minutes is done. All right, next.
So
let's talk about the other theme that's been running through a lot of these conversations is trust. Mm-hmm. And so trust, I mean, it's a two-way street. So how do you trust David, and David, how do you trust Norma to do your jobs correctly and make the Crate Union prosper, I guess, for lack of better terminology. Norma, I mean, for you, how do you trust David, and how did you guys develop that trust over time?
Well, you know, I think it's really getting to know how each other work and also our roles. Really understanding our roles.
Yeah.
And so once we do that, then the trust comes with open communication and
dialogue. Yeah.
You know, I have the same, because I've been brought it, is trust but verify. And the way that I do is that we trust with communication and then we verify through the information that we get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and looking at what we're seeing, cords and so forth. So that comes through in the communication.
Right.
But the trust comes from open dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
key. That's key. That's
first off, Norma is always right.
No.
You heard it here. Have it on tape.
I think what we do really well is we also then memorialize that strategy in a formal document.
Yes, exactly.
Right? And so early on, we said, okay, we want to make sure that we have a mutually agreed upon, you know, understanding, if you would, around how this touch point is going to happen between the board chair and the CEO.
Right.
And we have a formal document that walks through that. We have authority metrics. We have different things that inform the entire relationship between the board and operations and where that connectivity has to happen. Even simple little things like communication protocol, it makes a big difference to make sure that we...
Okay.
And that's where I think those little things that come together to form this awesome puzzle and this really great working relationship that we've had for 6 years.
Yes.
Nice. And the other topic is speed. Because as we all know, the speed of business today, the speed of technology today is so fast. And I'm sure there's a gazillion things you want to implement at the credit union, but you know, if there's something that's, gosh, let's do this tomorrow type of thing, you know, I know that's impossible to do, but hey, does she trust you to implement it? I mean, do you need to go to the board to like, hey, we have this really cool piece of technology, or you're smiling, Norma, so has this happened before? Am I sensing something here?
No,
I'm just kind of I want to get a feel of how you guys work.
Yeah, I mean, of course we don't step over operational, right, but as far as strategic overwhelming, let's say, we want to look at different universities, what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
That
okay.
information.
Yeah.
David is fantastic at bringing information to the board.
Okay.
Because one of the things, like I said, our board is very engaged, and they really want to understand kind of where are we going, what are we using it for, how is that going to benefit our members.
Right.
And David has a great way of presenting a lot of that great information to the board to be able to make a decision when we need to.
Right.
And make an informed decision, because I think that's the most important.
Yeah, because you recently had that expansion to, I can't remember what college it was or what university it was.
There's a lot of
2 years ago.
Maybe
I'm behind the times here. I'm sorry.
We have some new UCs that we've added, right? So UC San Diego, UC Irvine, and then, of course, we have a new announcement that will be
there
coming.
There's one in Northern California, I thought.
There is UC Davis. I'm wearing that right now. Go Ags. Yeah, we've been there now for over a year. And there's one that's going to be towards the eastern United States, where our first endeavor in that direction, and we'll have that announcement. It's signed. I can make it public, but I'd rather wait for the press release to come out, because
my
marketing team might say, David, don't do that. But again, I have great support from the board of directors. We really work on alignment. That's a key piece to our secret of our success.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, from a budget variance perspective, like, they say, okay, look, you have this much variance. It's a large variance, and they say relative to our size. And if you need to go do something, you know, if it's within this kind of boundaries, go do it.
Okay.
And I think that trust has been developed over the years of, they know that I'm going to bring it to them. They know if it was that situation, it's probably a pretty good reason why it had to happen that way.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, transparency is key here. And and then based on the history of your actions. So, you know, if you keep doing the right thing, then, hey, you know what? Go for it, type of thing. So
exactly
on both sides. So what are you getting back to the conference? What are you guys taking away that you're going to take back to University Credit Union on Monday morning? What are you going to talk about when you get back there? It's like, hey, oh my gosh, maybe we should try this. Maybe we should try that. I heard this. And,
well, like you said, I think the social networking is a fantastic piece. And then there's things that we can also take if we just got out of the opportunity to negotiate. So I mean, that's a lot of information that we can take back to Perth. So we can use some of this to be able to...
Oh, no doubt, It's good timing for this conference, for sure.
And our meetings are topic, you know, really focused about the future. But when it comes to some of the things, the takeaways that we'll have right away, we already have a list. So every day we're walking through our notebooks, like, here's the things that we want to take back, here's the things we want to share with the board.
Yeah.
And our board has a really good discipline around sharing at the board meeting, in their formal document or in a presentation, about when they attend conferences like this, because we want to share the information, right? So knowledge is power, especially when it's shared, right? Yeah. So the thing about the multiplier effect when you have more than one person, and that's what we do very well at university.
Sounds like it. All right, guys. Well, you're off the hot seat.
Thank you so much.
Anything
Thank
else you. To add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here?
No, it's been fantastic. Yeah. The weather's been great.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You had another great year here, and looking forward to the Bahamas next year.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So you guys are going to be back. So I like that when they have return visitors, hoping to go back.
We've been doing it. This is our third time we've done
this. Oh, really?
Yes.
So.
Well, wait a minute, you're not off the hot seat yet, but what brings you back each year? I'm really curious about that.
I think it's been, like, the topics and also the opportunity for us to kind of be able to talk together through, you know, various stories.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's been really...
Okay.
And, you know, one year, even this was the last year maybe, we sat down with another CEO and chair of another organization, and it was after the sessions. We spent another 3 hours together.
Wow.
And just kind of, you know, brainstorming best practices, where they're going, where we're going. And it wasn't about merging like that. It was just, how are
what are you guys doing?
Working with their members, how we're doing it.
Yeah.
How does governance look there? How does governance look for us? And and even bumping into them again this year in the hallway.
That's right.
I mean, these kind of conversations are priceless. But for me in particular, getting the time with my board chair to have and work on the business instead of just always being in the business is a big key why these things are so important.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it shows. You guys are doing such a great job. So good job. All right, guys. Now you're off the hot seat. All right, there you are. Dynamic duo from University. Well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.